Okay, let's begin Shkolim Yerushalmi Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, talking about the Adars, and we spoke about what is done in the first Adar and the second Adar. The first Adar, we said, is the Machlokes in the Tanaim and Maseches Megillah, whether Purim is in the first Adar. We paskin no, but there is a Deah that says Rizim Akdim on the Mitzvahs. But we paskin mismak ula gula adif, but we noted that if there are specific reasons for the second Adar, right, so then that's what the Achronim, the Shumas Adeshen, and others say, if there are specific reasons for the second Adar for specific factors, but then mashma that without those reasons, then the first Adar will be the Iker Adar. But that seems to be a machlokas. Now we go to Gimel Abayis, where we're up to in terms of the halacha of shtara. So we just said that either the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel or the minag is like, but we said that's regarding issues related to Purim. And we said maybe Hespen and Tainus is by both. But aval, second to last line, Gimel Abayis, avalini and shtaros, but regarding shtaros, regarding dates that you write in shtar, then kosvin Adar Harishon, va'adar Hasheni, add in one word, stam. Right? When you write Adar Rishon, you write Rishon, and the second Adar is what you write stam, which is mashma from that language, that the second Adar is the, so to speak, regular Adar, and the extra Adar is the one that's added in. That's why you label that one as Adar Rishon. Skip the next couple of words. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adar Rishon, stam, Adar Sheni, Kosvin Tuf Vidayo. Adar Sheni a Tuf, like Tinyana, second one, Vidayo. So, Machsitvi Machlokes, it is a Machlokes, in this, not Machlokes, but yeah, Machlokes, Tanam, to the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda here, what do we say, how do you write Shtaros? So again, you might say, oh, this is a Lumdish Machlokes about what the real, which is the added Adar, right? Which is the added Adar? Right? Is it the one next to Shvat or is the one next to Nisan? Or you might say this just has to do with what people do and what people write. Like nowadays, we generally have Adar and Adar Sheni. That's what most would say that, this is the second Adar in Shana Mu'uberis. So again, it's hard to know whether it's something more fundamental conceptually. And again, it might reflect that B'di'eved, if you did Purim in the first Adar, does it work? Are you Yotze? Or it might just be more of Lashon B'nei Adon and Umdina. But how people write Shtaris, just like Nidarim, isn't really a strong factor that you would know for sure. Okay. So the Mishnah continues and says there are other items, other activities that one does on the 15th of Adar. Remember back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there's a number of it's mentioned that you read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar because of the other activities, but there's all these other actions that Bezdin takes. Third line, Vesaknas Hadrachim as Rachovos, Ves Mikvos Amayim. They fix up the roads, right? It's towards the end of the winter, so they fix up the roads in case it was muddy and they were broken. Mikvos Amayim, the mikvahs that might have gotten not the usable anymore over the winter. And all the Tzarchei HaRabim are done on the 15th of Adar. So what are some of those Tzarchei HaRabim? And as the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayis, some of these don't have anything to do with the 15th of Adar. But it's kind of like the end of the year. Before you start the new year was Nisan, they wanted to clear the Bezdin docket and everything that could be taken care of towards the end of Adar. You know, the second half that was taken care of. So that's why you have a whole list of items here that were done. Others have this Bryce as referring to Chol HaMoed, not referring to the 15th of Adar, depending where this is a quote, right? It's a Tosefta in Moed Katan. And the Gemara quotes it in Moed Katan and Daf Yudalid. So it could be referring to both, at least some of the activities. So Elain Tzarchei HaRabim. These are the following of the Tzarchei HaRabim. If you look in the Pnei Moshe for a minute, what I just said, Klomar, hol besof hashana lachadashim usis. This is really the end of the year. In one sense, nifnil lekol elu dekachashavlu lefi eis hatzorich imlo hayolam panai lizasik b'amikodim. If they didn't have time beforehand, meaning it's not like these are dafka, something inherently to do with the 15th of Adar, but if they didn't have time to do it, you know, now's really the time to take care of all these things. V'chein b'yemei chol hamoed. Nifnil l'dvarim ke'elu, says the Pnei Moshe, so too durech halamoed. Some of these activities were turned to. L'fi she'ish lam panai, because people aren't working in their regular jobs, and therefore Beis Din also had time for this. So Vayin Tzarchei Rabin, what are these items? So Danin, Dini Mamadis, V'Dini Nefashos. All cases that can be taken care of, Beis Din takes care of at this time. Monetary law, capital crimes, Dini Nefashos, Dini Makas, Upodin, Erechin, V'Charamin, V'Hekdeshos, and all types of items that were given to the Beis HaMikdash with all the different mechanisms that one could use. Arachin and Charamim are different types of mechanisms. Arachin is our fixed amounts, as we know from Parshas B'chukosai. Charamim is another word. If somebody says this is a Cherim to the Beis HaMikdash, another way to be give something. V'Hekdeshos, and giving something with a Lashon of Hakdasha. All of those are discussed. We know that to be Makdish something, different than any other type of kinyan, one doesn't have to physically do anything. Right? It says in Maseches Kiddushin, Ami Raso Legavoa, Kimisi Raso Lehedyot. Just saying this is Hekdish, that itself makes it belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Usually you don't have that. I can't say that this is yours. Right? That doesn't work as a kinyan. Right? You need a Maisa Kinyan. I might better say this is Hefker. But then it gets into the issue of, is Hefker a Kenyan? Is Hefker a Siluk? I'm just removing mine. It's not going to, not being makna it to anyone, or, you know, the Rabim is more of just a Siluk, but Hektish is Amiras L'Gavoa. So there are discussions, how much is that Amiras L'Gavoa? Is that a substitute for a Kenyan, or you don't need a Kenyan? To look at all of the limitations to kinyanim, do those apply to Amiras L'Gavoa, Kimisiras L'Hedyot? To know if this is a real substitute in lieu of a kinyan, or it's a different type of mechanism after all. It's just Amira. So even though we say Kimisiras L'Hedyot, that might just be in terms of results, but not in terms of mechanism. So you have to know how exactly you understand that. Good. Umashkin es hasota. What does this have to do with, again, with the 15th of Adar? Nothing really, but it's just at the end of the year, you try to take care of everything. So we are mashke to take care of a sota if there is a woman who and a husband that have to take care of that. The sarfen es hapara, the paraduma, the orphan egla rufa. Again, orphan egla rufa, you do that whenever it comes up during the year. But just in case there was any delay, make sure that it's taken care of here. And again, according to the other pshat, these are all done on Chol HaMoed. Verotzin evet ivri. Evan Ivri, who decides that he wants to stay and have Ritzia done, that is also done. That is also done now. Maybe one makar on Sota, one makar on Evan Ivri. Evan Ivri, we'd like to mention the Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin in his Sefer on Mishpatim, right? He quotes Rabim Makshim. Many people ask the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, Rashi quotes it on La Torah. Now, why do we pierce this ear, the ear of the Eved? Because after all, this Eved that didn't listen to Hashem and went and stole, and didn't listen to Hashem at Har Sinai, so we, you know, pierce his ear. Eved Hashem al Har Sinai, lo signo v'halach v'tiret says us no. Or the Eved that this person that heard at Har Sinai, avadai heim v'lo avadim la'avadim, so we pierce his ears. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, so why do we wait 6 years? Right, that was what he did, that he became an Eved or that he stole, right? That was 6 years ago when he first became an Eved. Now it's 6 years later and he wants to stay. So why do we only punish him later? Should punish him that pierces his ear right away? That's the question. Kivan Sha'onish Hartsa, who Alaginev Shaganov, Hayalola Ratsaya Takef, Bishasha Machru Bezdin, Lasimin Shaganov, Umachru Bezdin, Lios Eved. So he says, V'efshar Lomar, maybe. He already had an onesh. He was sold. He was sold as a slave because he couldn't pay back. So they already got an onesh. But now, after the onesh is done, it's not so bad being in heaven. Right? It's comfortable here. I get everything from the master. My family is taken care of. It's comfortable. V'galya daite sheha onesh amachru bezin l'shtabed en za onesh lo. Elohu merutza b'kach. And it comes out that it's not such an onesh. He didn't feel it as such an onesh. He likes it. Lokin ma'anishin oso beritzia. Basically, he didn't get the message of the onesh. So we have to give him another onesh, says the Maral Diskin. Rav Shechta likes to quote this Maral Diskin and apply it to Galus. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into Galus, and, you know, Galus is supposed to be an Onesh. Problem is, sometimes at the end, towards the end of the Galus, Ahafias Ishti Vespanai, I'm comfortable here, and I like it, so, says Rachman al-Islan, we have to be worried about Chas V'Shalom, a different Onesh, because we didn't get the message the first time. Okay. So that is regarding Ritzia. Regarding Sota, I'll say one thought about the Sota, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes Liakov on Chumash, discusses, as we know, that the very extreme, the Ramban points out, that this is the only mitzvah that relies on a miracle. Or the only mitzvah that is Somech al Anes, that you need the Nes to happen in order to, you know, for the mitzvah to do what it's supposed to do. Right? So then, why is that? This is the one context. So explains Rabbi Yaakov, because the ultimate goal of Sota is to get the husband and wife back together. That's the ultimate goal. But the husband has chashos. He not only has chashos, he spoke to the wife because he knew that stuff might be going on, and she still was misyachid with this man. So he really has his questions about the fidelity of this of his wife. So could we get these people back together? Even if we would have two eidim that say nothing happened, maybe libo nokfo. Maybe he would still be a little nervous. Only if, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo va'atzmo will come and be made that nothing happened. That's the only way that we maybe, hopefully, will be able to get this couple back together. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll be made. You could put me down as a miracle. Ready to happen. If Hashem would say that she's tahara, and even though in all other areas of Torah we pay two edim, but here we're not talking about logic. We're talking about emotion. I'm not talking about what you have to try. Because makom afilu mishma baal mishtei edim shlozinsa ishto adayin lo yamin legamrei. Then emon mishtei edim ugzeres hakasev, as the Rambam says in Yisodei Torah. Aval rigshei ulachashde habalo yoelze. For his feelings and emotions is not going to help. Afilu yavo navi v'yagid b'shem Hashem shlozinsa ishto hare anu mitzuvin laham in the chodei navi. You have a chiyuv to listen to the navi. Aval ein ze eladin. Unless he knows reality happens. So that's why if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is made, then that's the only possibility that we can have. Right, and that's the Gadol HaShalom B'nish L'Ishto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yimachesh Shmi, in order to bring the couple back together. Okay, we continue. So, Sota and Evan Avery, we had Paraduma. We'll talk about Paraduma a little bit. Interesting, maybe, okay, one thought of Paraduma. I have to give everything equal time. What is Paraduma, as Rav Soloveitchik, doing in Sefer Bamidbar? Right, Paraduma should be in Vayikra. It's avodah, it's like a carbon, like all other carbonos. So what's it doing? We're used to it being in Chukas, but why? Why isn't it in Vayikra? So explain Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's Dafka put there because if you look right before, right, the Chukas is Korach, right, that was year 2 of the Midbar. Right after Chukas, right after Paraduma, Miriam dies, year 40. Meaning these are the 38, what he called the 38 blackout years. Right, the years where we know nothing is recorded about what happened. We know later on where they traveled, all the places, the 20 places that they traveled in these 38 years or so. So this is what they were dealing with. They were dealing with Tumas Meis. Right, every Tisha B'Av, the Medrash says they went to sleep in their graves and Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim. So this is what they were dealing with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the halachas of Paraduma as a way to deal with the tragedy that was going on for all of those years. And Paraduma is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge. He talks that the only tahara that one of the only taharas that you need someone else. Right, otherwise you could just wait and go to the mikvah. Right here you need hazaya. You need someone else to sprinkle something on you, as if to show that I recognize that I'm not in charge. Okay. We continue. Egla Rufa. Okay, we'll pass that for now. Mataran Samitzara. We do Tihur HaMitzara. Umefarkin Es HaMin'ol Me'agabe. What's the Gersa here? We have Imum. The Rambam has Mayim. What is the Mayim? So the Rosh Tirlio here in his commentary, it was put in the back, says that during the winter months, they had these big cisterns that they gathered water in order to be able to have during the summer months. So they used to keep locks on it during the winter months, so nobody used to use these water cisterns. Go find your own water. But when? At the end of Adar, 15th of Adar, and it was getting ready for the Aliyah Ole Regel and the non-rainy season, they used to take off the locks. Mefarkin Asimino. They took off the water, took off the locks from the water. Vein Machzirna, so they didn't put it back because they left it open for all of the Ole Regel. If this is talking about Chalamoid, some of the Girsa of Iyamum, some other type of malacha that you're allowed to do on Chalamoid, but you can't, you take it off. The Iyamum was like this, the shoehorn. That you put the shoe on to shape it, and then you take it off. Okay. Umitzayin es akvar, al akvaris. But the other activity, the our Mishnah said that you go out also at this time of year, right after the winter, and mark the kvaris, right? Any grave markers that were washed away over the winter, you have to mark it. The Rishonim have different reasons. Do you mark it so that Kohanim don't become tamei? Do you mark it that people carrying truma don't be matami their truma? Do you mark it that Kohanim don't become tame and then eat their truma back home? All different formulations, but all about protecting of tuma. So Mitzayin and Al-Kfaris. But the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that they also did this on Chalamoed. So now the Gemara says, Lo Kfarsinu Me'adar. Right, so they already did, our Mishnah says they already did it in the middle of Adar. They already marked the kvar. So a couple weeks later, a month later, on Chol HaMoed, it's already gone. So the rest says, yeah, tifta shiyara chetav shol gesham v'shatfu. Maybe there was a whole deluge and a flood in the past month. So that's why, if you need it, do it on Chol HaMoed. And also, the Mishnah there in Moed Katan also said, what else are you doing on Chol HaMoed? V'yosan afal kelayim. You also check the kelayim. So again, lo kvar yosan meyadar, didn't they go a month before? They already checked it. Tiftar shayisa hashana afela. It was a late blooming year. Ve'inat smachim nikarin. And the growths weren't all nikar yet. So that's why it was needed on Chol HaMoed. Minayin litziyun. What is the makar for marking graves? So you might just say, it's exactly just a svara. We don't want the Kohanim to become tame, so we mark it. But again, the Gemara here asked minayin litziyun. If you look in the language in Moed Katan, where this is asked on Daf Hei, the language is remez litziyun, I think minat Torah. Right, the different, stronger lashon. Remez letziyun min haTorah. Remez letziyun akvaris min haTorah minayin. Hey, I'm an aleph. The Bavli and Moed Katan. So the Mefarshim point out that pashtus is not a din d'oraisa. Even though it uses the lashon of min haTorah, Rashi and Tosfos there, point out that it's not, even though it's based on a pasuk in Navi, Tosfos says, the haikra lo ksiv elo lo asid. Really, the pasuk that we're going to talk about is really lo asid. It's a remez. Av lo bizman hazeh. That's the not really a din daraisa. If you look at many of the mafarshim, the Gemara Nida also Daf Nun Zayin says it's a din derabanan. The Maritz Chayetz there says in Nida on Daf Nun Zayin. Sometimes you find a lashon of minat Torah or midaraisa in Shas, meaning a din derabanan. It just means that it's based on a pasuk in Navi. The Maritz Chayetz Nun Zayin in Nida. Bechalzos kiva delo nilmad rak mikra the divrei Kabbalah eino rak midarabanan. It's Drabanan, because Nida Nun Zayin, it's called Drabanan. Moed Katan Daf Hei, it says Minat Torah. So Minat Torah doesn't always mean Da'araisa in the Gemara. So here it just says, how do you know? What's the source? So Rabbi Rechi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Rav Chunya, Debras Chavron. Rabbi Yosa, Amrla, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Acha, B'Shem Rav Chunya, Debras Chavron. It's a different Misoris about who said what. Who said this? Rabbi Chizi, Rabbi Uzi, Elbred, Rav Chunya, Debras Chavron, B'Shem Rav Chunya, Debras Chavron, V'Tamei Tamei Yikra. But what was said? The Pasuk says, Tamei Tamei Yikra. And we darshan, the Tamei should declare himself Tamei. Kedesh te'atuma kara l'cha b'fiyah v'omeres l'cha prosh. Right, if there's Tuma, the person, this the context is Mitzora, that a Mitzora should say, stay away from me, I'm Tamei, or a Mitzora is outside of Gimel Machnos, and everybody should know that he is Tamei. But the Rambam extends this, as the Gemara does here. As the Gemara does here, right, the Gemara here is trying to find the marker for Tumas Meis and quotes Tumas Saras. So you might say, oh, maybe it's only those two, because Tumas Saras is compared to Mace, but the Gemara says four people are Chashav Kemeis. Mitzora is one of them. Mitzora, Ani, Ein Lo Banim. But the Rambam says here in Hilchos Tumas Saras, he quotes it by Saras, and he says, HaMitzora'as Eina Paras Veina Faremes Lo'otal Samam Avo Yosheves Hi Chutz Lo'ir U'modia La'acherim Shitmeya. Right, a mitzora or a mitzoras. Same exact halachas of a mitzora or mitzoras. That's why the Rambam says you don't count it as two mitzvahs. Zav and Zava are counted as two mitzvahs, because the difference is in halacha between a Zav and a Zava. A mitzora and a mitzoraas, same halachas. So they all sit outside the camp, and they announce, don't come close, I'm Tameh. And then the Rambam adds, V'lo ha-mitzora'im bilvad, ela kol ha-mitamim es ha-adam. Anyone who is mitameh a person, chayavin lahodi ala kol, shein tmeim, kedei sheyifrishu mehem, sheneemar v'tameh tameh yikra, ha-tameh modia shehu tameh. Perek Yud, halacha ches, of Hilchas Tumas, Saras. So this is a general halacha. Rambam is careful though to say that anyone who is mitameh a person, not everybody is mitameh a person, some tumas are, you know, lower level tumas. If a person is a rishon, right? If a person touched a sheretz, then he is a rishon, and he can't be matame another person. A person is only a mitame, nitma from an avatoma, from an avatoma. We continue. Reb Ila b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, a different pasuk. Va'avru ha'ovrim ba'aretz, they will pass through the land. Vera. Etzem Adam, person after the Gog Magog is referring to, and they'll see a bone, Ubana Etzlo Tzion, right, and they'll build a Tzion, a marker, right, the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah wrote, the Tzion is a marker. So they'll build a marker, a person will find the bone, and they'll build a marker there. Etzem, so the Gemara said, Darshan's every word in this pasuk. Etzem, Mikanjim Asana Latzomas. Etzem is that you put a marker when there are bones, when there are bones. Question the Mefarshim around the page. A bone
is mitame b'maga u'b'masa, but not b'ohel. Right? By touching it and carrying it. So usually you would think marking is for ohel. You're worried that a coin might go over it. Right? Not, that a kever is underneath. It's not going to be touched. So if it's a bone, who says there's no tumas ohel anyway? So there are exceptions to the rule. If it's a tiny bone, the size of a barley seed, which is the minimum size, that's batame, b'maga, b'masa, not ba'ohel. But, says the Tiklin Chadatin, if there's rova hakav, if there's a certain minimum amount of bones, rova hakav, or the Pnei Moshe says, if you have the majority of the skeleton, rov minyan, there are cases where bones would be batame, ba'ohel. So it has to be talking about one of those exceptional cases. That's the mikancha b'sayin al ha'atzamos. Adam mikancha b'sayin al shidra or shidra v'al gogolas. Adam, that word teaches me that you're mitzayin. Again, if you have a complete spine or a complete skull, that also is mitameh, and therefore you would mark it. Ubana mikan shemitzayin al gabi evan kavua. Ubana teaches me from the word binyan, you have to build something. Building is something stationary, something strong. So it must be that you, mitzainin here means that you pour lime on a stone that is kavua, that is in the ground, that's not moving anywhere. Why? Because the Gemara just interrupts the Brisa for a second. Im omer atal gabi evet lusha, because if you're going to pour something on a detached stone, afiolechaz matame b'magamacher, then it can move. You can't use a tzion that is movable. Because then it might move, and then what? You're going to think the other spot is Tameh. And then Truma might touch that spot, and then you're going to think Truma's Tameh, you're going to come to burn it. But who says? Maybe it moved. So it has to be a stone that is something that is not movable, so it'll be known that this is the spot where the mace is. Etzlo, what does the word Etzlo teach me? Next to it, Bimakam Tara, in a Torah spot. Meaning, the marking shouldn't be right on top of the grave, because then if you don't see it until like you get there, and then it's already too late. You're already over. So you have to put it a little bit away. In the Makam Tara, in a little bit away, you put the grave. Right? Our minug is to put the gravestone right on top. But that could be because generally if it's tall, then you could see it from afar. It's not like a thing that you're only going to see once you're on top of it. Right? So if it's if you have a flush to the ground, kever, so then you're not going to really see it, and then you have to put in a little Makam Tara, away. But if it's, ours, you know, I think we fulfill this even a little bit further. Tziyun mikan letziyun. Okay, so that's the drasha, in these, based on the words in this pasuk. Good. Let's continue and then we'll see if there's Tumas Meis time to discuss. Matzah evan achas mitzuyenes, the brisa, or added in the word tani, matzah evan achas mitzuyenes. What happens if you find one stone? You find one stone that is mitsuyenes, meaning that lime poured over it, and it looks like it is a marker. So, avabishain makaimen kain, even though, as we just said,
as we just said, you're not supposed to put a kever, a marker right on top of the kever, but if in the middle of nowhere you found a marker, so what, it's next to it? You have no idea if it's next to, which direction. So you could assume that it's right on top of it. So even though it's not supposed to be this way, you could assume that's what happened. And therefore, right, you assume that if somebody's ma'il on it, that's tumani omer, mace, right, skip the next word, hayanasun tachtaha. Right, there's a mace under it. If there's one marker, you assume there's a mace, right under it. Hayushtayim, if there are two markers. If there are two markers within proximity of each other, hamala leantar benam tame. So then you assume that, these two markers are for what's in between them. And therefore, if you're mahil on top of these markers, tahar, and only between them would be tame. Imayachoresh beintayim, unless you see it was plowed in between, nobody's gonna plow over graves, then you don't assume that these two are connected to each other, and therefore, harihein ki yechidios. You assume that these are just singular graves, and therefore, back to beinehem tahar, between them would be tar, skip the, change those words, v'al gabei tame. Right, and on top of them would be tame. On top of them would be tame. Period. Tani, ein mitzainen ala basar. What happens if you're, one buries a piece of human flesh? Right, a piece of human flesh. Not, no bones. Just human flesh. So flesh does not last. Flesh does not last over time. Right, shema nesachel. That's why, I think the, son once heard that by a kelmale, we use the father's name, and by, mishaberach for chole, we use the mother's name. So different pshatim given. The mother is known for Rachmanis, and therefore we want Rachmanis for a chola. But also the Gemara, the Nida, talks about what each parent gives. The father gives the bones. I think the Gemara pointed this out, and the mother gives the basar. So during one's lifetime, where the basar is, flesh and blood, right? So, basar v'adam. So that's what we focus on, the basar. But la'achar me'av esrim, what's left eventually is the bones. And that's why, the Kalmali goes by the father who supplies the bones. But if one buries flesh, then you can't put a marker there because eventually there won't be any flesh left. And then we can have this marker, and therefore if Truma goes there, you're going to think it became Tame, and you're going to have to burn it, but it's not. There's nothing left there. So therefore you don't mark. You don't mark for, just Basar. Rebbe Yosta Barshunamba, Kumi Rebbe Mana, Velo Nimsa Metami Taurus Lamafreya. But one second. If you don't mark at all, wouldn't that cause problems? And that you could be Mitami Taurus, meaning in the interim time, maybe before the bus are totally becomes disintegrated, maybe somebody's gonna walk over it with a carbon or with a truma, and then it's gonna become tummy, and I'm not even gonna know about it. So shouldn't you be worried about that? Answer, right, that's what the carbonate says. Nimsa Mitami Taurus shol kedin if there's no mark. Answer, Amar Lei. Mutav she is kalkulu bo l'sha, by is kalkulu bo la'olam. Better to have a little mistake for a little bit of time rather than a mistake forever. Right? How long? Right? We're talking about how long is the until the buster disintegrates, and how long after that? So we'd rather have a little mess up for a little bit of time now with the buster, and not a longer mess up. And it could be, as the Mefarshim say, right after the burial, it could be that people will still remember it. And therefore, they won't be nitma. They won't go over it for a little bit. And then by the time that they forget about it, so then lechora, it would be disintegrated. Tumas meis, even before that, once we're talking about siyun kfaris, if you look in the Minchas Asher on Vayikra, Simon Chavtes, he talks all about different elements of siyun kfaris. He says, first of all, siyun kfaris is to prevent the Kohanim from running into problems, right? One of the formulations is, so the Kohanim don't become tamei. The Rambam's Lashon, in Hilchas Yantif. Mitzainin ala kvaris, shemichu hagsham esiyunim, kadeh shiyir v'shemiyin Kohanim. So Kohanim stay away. So Kohanim don't violate the Isra of Tumah. Do we mark other things in life to prevent people from violating Averis? Right here, it's about tzin kvaris. We had a separate makor by tzin kvaris. So we had it by Mitzorah. Right, we don't mark it, but this Mitzorah is dropped to say, stay away, don't become Tamei, I'm Tamei. But we find also the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. If you remember the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni quoted in Meruba, in Bava Kamma, about Kerem Ravai, right? There's different ways of marking, depending on what it is. By Ravai, the fourth year fruit that you don't want anybody to come in, Mitzayin also Bekozes Osa Adama, use a type of earth. Vishel Arla, if there's a, you don't want people to come and eat your Arla fruit because it's aser to eat asrana, but charsis, vishal kfaris besid, right? All different, types of materials that you use. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, all these markings are only during Shemitah. During Shemitah, when people are allowed to come into your field, then you have to be nervous. Oh, it's Arla, they're not gonna know. Oh, it's Revai, they're not gonna know. Vahatsnuin, manichnasa, meaning what? What's he saying? If it's not Shemitah, what's he doing in my field? He wants to eat Arla, that's his problem. As the Gemara says, Halitei l'rasha v'yamos, quoting the pasuk. It's only by Shemitah, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, right? And maybe the Tanakhama says, no, even if not, maybe you're nervous, even though he's being a ganav, you know, but you already see from there that Mishnah, that there are other, averis that we also try to keep people away from, not just tumas mace of a Kohen, but, eating, items that, they shouldn't be eating. So again, generally, it's like, lifnei iver, we try to do what we can not to cause people to fall and be nichshal in averus. There's more. Is it a chiyav on bezdin? Is it a chiyav upon every personal Jew? Okay, we'll have to stop there and we will continue.